Welcome, everyone, to the Angelus Network Divine Discussions. I'm Philip Collins with my colleague Jeff Fasano in Los Angeles and Sam, Sharon Ann Meyer, with me, assisting tonight. We are going to be connecting tonight with the Keepers of the Akashic Record. This is a frequency that will identify itself when I go into trance. Sam will take us through some teachings that they have given and allow them to pause and elaborate and allow you to ask any specific questions. So take advantage of that. That's why we call this gathering Divine Discussion, to give you an opportunity to connect with these particular frequencies. Next week, we're going to be connecting with how and why we connect with higher realms. And then the following Thursday, Jeff is going to be channeling Archangel Michael again, for those who really look at that really valuable personal process that Michael really offers humanity. So I'm going to go into trance. It'll just take me a moment to do that, and then I'm going to hand over the floor to Sam, who's to my immediate right, and we will begin. But for the moment, why don't we just center ourselves, get seated where you are, connect with Mother Earth, relax your spine, take a deep breath in through your nose, and drop the jaw and let the phoneme I out. One more time, breathing in. Drop that jaw. One final time, breathing in. You're receiving. Your breath out, you're giving. As you give and receive through your in-breath and your out-breath, the planet is breathing in and out through the seasons. Each life form has a breath, an in-breath, and out-breath, giving and receiving. Welcome to Divine Discussions.
Hello.
And you are now going in to the energy. Allow yourself to connect with the energy within the frequency of the Earth, with your feet planted on the surface of the planet. Go in. Allow yourself to go in and in to the inner Earth, to the crystal core, to the electromagnetic force in the center of the planet. And allow this energy to connect with your beingness. Allow it to rise up to your feet, planted on the mantle of the earth, up to your calves, your knees, your thighs, your hips, your solar plexus, your chest, your throat, and into your crown chakra. Connecting with your higher self, moving out beyond your higher self to the lunar surface containing the DNA and the RNA of humanity, moving out into the solar system, which reflects the evolutionary path of humanity, Mercury, Venus, our beloved Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, the Kaiser frequency, and farther beyond in our solar system, connecting with our galactic energies, our galactic brethren. Seeing yourself on the solar system on the edge of this particular galaxy we call the Milky Way. Realizing, dear ones, that there are hundreds and millions of solar systems within this galaxy, not unlike our own. Those rock-formed planets in the third position from their stars and suns, not unlike our own, mirroring the evolutionary ascension path of Earth. We are not alone. We have never been alone. Traveling into the core of this galaxy, this Milky Way, entering the black hole of it. As we enter into this funnel, this shifting, this time tunnel, we come out the other end into the universe, containing hundreds and millions of galaxies, swirling around. As we enter into the center of this universe, we enter another black hole and come out into the multiverse. And we realize that it is a limitless, grand, marvelous, eternal design that we are a part of, that we're made up of all the molecular structure, the cosmic stuff, if you will, of all of creation, that we are creators creating, and that we have chosen by being human, by entering a human contract, to learn through our emotions and our minds and our physical bodies all we need to learn to release ourselves from the frequency of humanity into the vastness of what we've just experienced, Earth, solar system, galaxy, universe, and multiverse. This is who we are, dear ones. We are these cosmic, creative forces who at this moment, and in many repeated Earth lives, chosen to be human in order to become the master teachers of all these realms. It is a journey of humanity. I will now go deeper and deeper into trance as you follow with me and connect with something called the Akashic Record. Greetings, beloved humans. We are the keepers of the Akashic Records, a library of you, a library of all the journeys you have had, a library of all of creation, dear ones, that has been mirrored many times upon your planet. Within the great Library of Alexandria, which has been reproduced within the inner earth civilizations of Lemuria. It is a crystalline, encapsulated, micro-encapsulated document of everything that has ever happened. All of the applied knowledge into wisdom of all of the worlds, including your own, are recorded within the Akashic Record. Every emotion, every thought that you have had is first stored within your Earth's atmosphere, dear ones. From there, it moves out into the journey that you've just taken through the channel we're coming through now, out into your solar system and your galaxy and your universe and your multiverse, and returns back into the Akashic Record. As a result of the dispensation of the ascension process, your planet has chosen to activate at this time, thus humanity upon and within the surface of the planet. You have access to us like never before. You are being given an opportunity to receive all of the information you are capable of simulating without any intention to harm others. You are within a process, if you have recently learned from many of your endeavors and teachings, to free yourself from yourself through a loving relationship of self, realizing that love is the building block, is the core of all creation, the frequency, the vibration of it all. It is your destiny, it is your divine destiny, to be able to access the Akashic Records more and more. The channel that we're coming through now is simply showing you the way of all of your possibilities and capabilities, dear humanity, of knowing that all wisdom and all knowledge is available to you in combination with where you are on your individuated pathways of ascension and clarity of meaning and value and purpose of who you are and why you are here. An important aspect of this, which you have been dwelling upon for many weeks within your endeavor you call Divine Discussions in combination with the Angel News Network, is about healing, dear ones. And the purpose of the healing process and the purpose of how and why you have created dis-ease through the emotions and your thoughts within your physical formatting, realizing that your eternal format is formlessness. But you have chosen for this moment in your evolutionary path and your formlessness to be informed through your emotions and through your thoughts, dear ones. So tonight we shall review some primary teachings and allow an interaction and discussion with us to answer any and all questions you have about your individuated state or your collective state, dear ones. We are here to serve and to answer your questions so that you will gain more and more knowledge that you can apply within your process, allowing applied knowledge to become wisdom. An aspect that is largely missing within your human process at this time. For within your heart is stored all the wisdom you need to evolve. But it has been your mental body that has blocked this process, dear ones. That is why within this ascension process, you're being taught and becoming aware that your minds are moving back into service. Your believing minds that contain erroneous belief systems are moving back into service to your knowing heart, knowing that truth never shifts and never changes. In effect, dear ones, you have heard the phrase, you're learning to think with your hearts, which contains all the data of which we speak. So your heart is your library card, dear ones, is your library card to the Akashic record, which it is your divine right to have access to along each and every step of your evolutionary process. When you can apply that wisdom with no intention to harm, but to support the love force building block of creation, dear ones. So let us begin. Begin, dear ones.
Our role in healing, the true purpose of the disease. Many of our standard treatments for illnesses or disease focus on treating the symptom of the disease with possible side effects, rather than connecting with the core cause and effect of the disease. This discussion is not to judge or shame any existing treatment, but to gain a deeper understanding of how we can innately and naturally create a permanent healing without doing any harm. Perhaps there is a way to create comprehensive, integrated medicine that uses existing and alternative approaches. The goal is to involve the patient while doing no harm and create a lasting healing.
So, dear ones, what you have experienced over the past several weeks is a teaching from the archangelic realms of Gabriel and in combination with Michael, Uriel, and Raphael of the formatting of energy which maintains and sustains your life, how that networks through your physical body as a result of your emotions and your thoughts, how blockages can become created and create what you call disease. What is important to remember at this time, this is simply a learning tool that humanity has chosen through your freedom of choice and freedom of will as a learning process to learn what you need to learn the way you need to learn it. The diseases that you are creating as a result of the energetic blockages within your body are not a form of punishment, dear ones. They are a learning tool on a higher realm basis that you have chosen to learn from. Are there any questions and further clarifications you need about this point, dear ones?
Any questions? Go ahead, Joel.
First of all, Sam, I can't hear you as well as I can hear Philip, so I would ask you to speak more directly into the phone.
Thank you.
Secondly, I'm obviously not well. What has been with me is the idea that I have something to learn, and what was just read in the comment of the Akashic Records, of course, is spot on. So we do have something to learn. Can you give us some guidance as to how we can learn what we need to learn when we do experience dis-ease?
By accepting the process, dear ones, and not resisting the process, or attempting to fix it. Most of the medical procedures and perspectives in your Western medicines are based upon getting rid of it through not understanding the purpose of it. Now, that is not to say, dear ones, that when you have acute symptoms, that those symptoms cannot be treated and alleviated to a certain degree to allow the process to flow with more grace and ease. But understand you are treating the symptom and not the cause and effect. We will refer you back to previous teachings that are gained within the channel's publications that we're coming through now and also within the teachings of the gentleman who is speaking to us at this time. All of what you need to know about disease and the formatting of what is called human life are available to you. What is happening with many of you who seek a spiritual journey and path, it is trapped in your bodies, dear ones. The task at hand at this time is to transfer the knowledge from the mind into the wisdom of the heart. To transfer the knowledge within the believing mind into the knowing wisdom of the heart, dear ones. Does that help you?
Well, not fully. You indicated that we should understand, that we seek to understand the purpose. Would you suggest we meditate and that understanding will come to us?
Yes, dear one. To quiet the mental bodies through a meditation technique or a breathing technique in combination with it, or whatever might relax you, going out into nature, connecting with the electromagnetic fields of the planet, from the earth itself, from the waterways of the planet, will allow the mental body to calm itself and allow you to connect to the electromagnetic force fields of the planet herself. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? Okay, we're going to continue. What is missing or not understood or believed in standard medicine are the unseen forces that create life, the energetic spiritual components that maintain and sustain life. We have learned a lot about the physical structures and functions of the human body. Now we need to master what actually allows it to live in combination with what we currently know. This will require the knowing mind to surrender to not knowing and allow wisdom beyond the mind to come forth. The energetic spiritual is the God power of life. Our emotions and thoughts, the contract, and the physical body, the end result.
Dear one, read that last sentence again 3 times.
The energetic spiritual is the God power of life. Our emotions and thoughts, the contractor, and the physical body, the end result.
Again, dear one.
The energetic spiritual is the God power of life. Our emotions and thoughts, the contractor, and the physical body, the end result.
One last time, dear one.
The energetic spiritual is the God power of life. Our emotions and thoughts, the contractor, and the physical body, the end result.
That is the configuration that you're dealing with, dear one. We have asked that that be repeated 3 times so it will be downloaded into your RNA and your DNA. It is time for you to really understand your energetic formatting and the relationship of it with your emotions and your thoughts, and how that is affecting your physical body. It is the missing ingredient within most established Western medical techniques. Again, we are not here to shame or blame or to judge those individuals, but the industry, the medical industry, has largely been commandeered by profit and monetary gain. it is fair to say you can make another choice through your resonance and your discernment of how you will integrate and what would become a comprehensive approach to your healing as you combine and integrate established medical practices with new alternative medical practices. And seeing the relationship of energy, emotions, and thoughts, which are energy, emotions, and thoughts, and how that affects you since you are all condensed energy into a carbon-based formatted human body, which is within the process, as many of you know, of transmutating back into light from which you came, love and light, the foundation of your creation. You are reflecting what is taking place with your planet, returning to light. As you have been taught many times before, all bodies go through this ascension process, be they human, planetary, solar system, galactic, universal, or multiversal. That is the formatting, the evolutionary formatting of creation to begin from light and love as the building block. To express that in as many diversified versions as you choose through your freedom of choice and freedom of will and level of consciousness and return to that format in order to begin the process again at our higher evolutionary path. Are there any questions about this process, dear ones?
Any questions? Okay, shall we continue? What we intend to do now is combine the energetic, spiritual, emotional, mental, and the physical as aspects of the whole human being in creating a holistic approach to healing. In the recent past and present, we have focused mainly on the physical while maintaining disease without sustaining a majority of permanent healing. Maintaining disease rather than curing has become big business with little monetary incentive to find cures. As our consciousness increases, which is our destiny, the greed factor in medicine will decrease and eventually be eliminated as we evolve into true healing.
By humanity eliminating the herd consciousness, dear ones, and rather than accepting the maintenance and maintaining of disease with the foundation of treating symptoms to command and demand a cure. What we or the higher realms are doing and the wisdom that lies within the Akashic Records is the truth that is needed to be brought out. That truth begins with each one of you individually moving out into the collective. Is why the relationship with self and the healing of self is so essential within this process. You're all unique, individuated expressions of creation, God, source, all there is, whatever you choose to call it within your language. Creation would be incomplete without each and every one of you, for as you have heard many times, you simply would not be here. If you can accept that truth of reality, that you are an essential, eternal part of creation, that is more to life than the life than you're having, the ones that you've had, that you are involved in the divine, eternal process, it puts an entirely different perspective on being human and being alive. Moving from form to formlessness is a pattern of all creation. Surrendering to not knowing, releasing yourself from the mental body that has the need to know, allows all probability and possibility to come. It is within that surrender and trusting of not knowing that cure allows, that truth allows. In effect, dear ones, truth and curing, are aspects of the same thing. Can you begin to see that? Can you see the eternal, universal connection of truth and curing? Are there any questions about this aspect of teaching, dear ones?
Questions? Online, any questions? All right, we're going to continue. Another key element missing within many of our approaches to medicine and healing is self-empowerment through the proactive and often preventative involvement of the patient. True healing is a process of inside out, not outside in. Most of standard medicine approaches involve outside in approaches. Take this pill, have this surgery, do this therapy. This is not to say these cannot sometimes temporarily improve the situation, but often at a consequence that may create something that was not present initially. How much actual permanent healing is taking place is the question.
So the process of inside out and self-empowerment of the individual through being heard, which we will discuss a little more, and the involvement of the patient. What has been set up in the recent past in Western medicine, which is in the process of changing somewhat, is the lack of involvement of the patient by the doctor assuming a position of narcissistic approach with the patient. I know best. I know more than you do. I'll give you 5 minutes of my time to be heard. And what's important is what I have to say about this. What you're learning through these teachings is to really understand how you have created something, why you have created, and where the permanent, lasting cure can be resolved. This will require a shift in consciousness of your existing medical doctors, hospitals, drug companies, and insurance companies, dear ones, who have, in effect, commandeered, corrupted, and sabotaged the healing process for monetary gain. Having said this, it is not to say that there aren't moments of good within some of their endeavors, and the life seemingly seems to be extended or enhanced or improved. But as these procedures have more of an earth-life format, you are beginning to realize there is a cost to pay for them, dear ones. There's a side effect of the toxicity of the drugs, or that a surgical technique may or may not have a permanent lasting cure. It may put a band-aid, if you will, on something specific, but it can pop up somewhere else within the physical format because the true cause and effect has not been identified. You're in an infancy of learning or remembering, shall we say, dear ones, what lasting and true healing is. This is what is stored within the Akashic Records, dear ones. You've each lived and experienced in past golden ages where this information was prevalent. It was common knowledge. It has been laid to rest, and many messengers of a reoccurrence, these individuals have been dissuaded from coming out with the truth by the systems that attempt to control what you call the medical environment at this time. But you've had enough time within what you have been experiencing to say to yourself, are we sick and tired of being sick and tired of the existing system? We do wish to point out that there is a large percentage of you who are choosing through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, through your resonance and your discernment, what you call alternative forms of healing in combination with established patterns of medicine. This is a healthy beginning of permanent healing, dear one. Are there any questions about this particular teaching?
Dahlia has a question.
I have a question.
She has a question. And then we'll take you, Jewel.
No. Yes, I have a question. Okay.
Is there anything particularly that you could give me from the wisdom of the Akashic Records to that would be more applicable on my in my case to bring this forward more efficiently to allow both the medical establishment, the patients, and everybody to benefit from whatever I have to bring into the world in regards to this?
Yes, dear. What we would have to say to you specifically and individually going into your life body is a residue of doubt and you fear concerning being this. For you do have a foundation of what has been called established medicine in your background. And there are times you waver between the two worlds, the old comfort zone of what you have been taught, and this new reality which you bring out into the world. Remembering, dear ones, that doubt, fear, and ignorance are the monsters of mankind, of humanity. So we ask you in relationship with yourself, in response to your question, dear one, to look at where you are doubting yourself or fearful of yourself, of becoming and being this new way shore of truth. Putting yourself forthrightly on the line using your vernacular for what you had to bring out into the world. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, great. Thank you.
Okay, go ahead, Joel.
You've made it very clear that healing is from the inside out and that essentially it's our responsibility to understand the cause and effect. I think if you ask most of us how to go about doing that, I doubt that many of us would be able to offer a very easy answer. So I'm wondering what assistance you can give us in terms of helping us to identify the cause and effect of whatever our maladies are.
The first step, dear ones, is consciousness. It's becoming aware of the reality of the true cause and effect. Through consciousness, you affect an energetic shift, a change. As many of you know within your mechanic physics and your quantum physics, if you become conscious of an atom, an electron, or neuron, without even looking at it, that entity, that energy, that atom, that electron will shift and change through your consciousness. There is an unseen network of energy communication through consciousness, dear ones. It is how you will be learning to communicate and teleport yourselves in the future through the vehicle of what we speak of. You have had these wisdoms in the past. You're awakening to them now. Does that help you, dear ones?
Yes, I'm only dealing with a cold. What if I were or someone was dealing with something truly dangerous, like cancer or something? What would you? I realize what you just said would apply to that, but when we're feeling overwhelmed by fear, how can you help us address that energetically?
By feeling the fear, experiencing the emotion, and allowing it to be released from the DNA and the RNA of your cellular memory, rather than it being held within and actually empowering the disease. But we would like to say, dear ones, for you, you're experiencing more than just a cold. Are you aware of that?
Yes.
What is it that you would like to share with us, dear ones, that you feel you are experiencing in relationship to the energetic imbalances you're experiencing at this time?
I'm not sure I understand it. I have a sense of what you're saying, but I'm not sure I can identify what it is.
Without thinking about what it is, what are you feeling, dear one?
That in some way perhaps I am blocking my spiritual evolution and growth and I'm not sure how.
Exactly, dear one. It is a blockage. of moving forward through fear and doubt, sometimes ignorance, within the mental body that has caused the energy to become trapped within your body. And we are speaking of all of you, dear one, just not this divine soul, if you will. As a result of this blockage, which has to do in this particular case with the upper bronchial and the throat and the sinuses, which are about communication and speaking your truth, you have created the symptoms that you are creating. As a result of that, you have the physical discomfort that you have as a result of the blockage of communicating and experiencing your reason for being here fully and your truth of who and why you are, dear one. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
In what way does it make sense, dear one?
Well, to start with, I believe what you're saying, I am perhaps blocking. The question I have is, what do I do about it?
What do you think or what do you feel is causing the blockage, dear one?
Well, there's two basic feelings, fear and love, so it's associated with fear.
What if we were to say it is an aspect from your childhood, of your inner wounded child, of not being good enough or worthy enough to be this?
Yes.
Does that resonate?
It does, yes.
There lies your cure, dear one.
Well, you know, not good enough is something that plagues all of us. Could you speak to that for all of us? Forbid us to...
Dear one, allow us to speak.
Excuse me?
Dear one, to go in and connect with your inner wounded child and ask the child what it needs at this particular time, dear one. And see what comes up for you.
Hmm.
Does that help you, dear one?
It does. I have another question. As you were talking about the medical profession, you're certainly aware that there is a movement to take away the freedom of choice from parents about forcing their children to take vaccines, and the number of vaccines that they're forcing children to take has been exploding from just a few to, I think, as many as 70 now. And states are trying to take away the right of parents to say no, they would not allow the children to attend schools, and they would punish the parents in some ways. What do you have to say about that?
You know what? Let's talk about the meaning, value, and purpose of childhood disease, which is missing within the actions that are attempting to be forced upon parents. But through the resonance and freedom of choice of each parent, they do not have to be forced to do anything that they do not resonate with doing or being for their child or for themselves. They do not have to give their power away to anyone. There's always an alternative. Having said that, let us discuss the purpose of childhood diseases. We would like for you to imagine, take a deep breath, dear one. Imagine a hand, a child's hand, slipping into an etheric glove, a beautiful white glove, a satiny, silky, loving glove. Each one of the childhood diseases is a way for the child to maturate and mature its immune system with the conditions of planet Earth in becoming an adult. Each one of the diseases exposes the individual child to a element to strengthen the immune system to that particular element. As the hand slips into the etheric glove, you have an amalgamated, matured immune system, dear one. This wisdom is missing. Within the vaccine, you're creating an immunity, which is actually weakening the human immune system through fear, doubt, and ignorance. that if my child develops measles, whooping cough, smallpox, whatever the childhood disease might be, someone else might get it. When that is the exact evolutionary path, the energetic path of moving the child's hand into the etheric, immune, etheric glove, dear ones. It is not understanding the meaning and value and purpose of disease. It is something to be gotten rid of by not understanding exactly what the organisms that you think are creating disease truly are, be it a bacterium or a virus. These elements that you call bacteria and virus are not the cause of disease. You have these elements within your body constantly, dear ones. You all have tuberculosis, syphilis, gonorrhea, HIV, cancer, tuberculosis. All of these elements are within your systems, dear ones. They're actually picked up through the birth canal and the mucal lining of the birth canal. That is the importance of a natural vaginal birth. It allows the immune system to be exposed to these elements from previous lifetimes. It collectively strengthens the species from generation to generation. Does that help you, dear one?
It does, but it does raise a question. Why have the death rates of children with these diseases fallen as dramatically as they have with the use of these therapies if they don't have value?
By not allowing generations without it, you really don't know what the numbers would be, dear one. You really don't know what the truth would be if the immune systems were allowed to strengthen themselves. Now, having said this, through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, and this is the core issue here, humanity and the individuated into the collective will make a decision through your freedom of choice and freedom of will what to be and do or not in an individual situation. Attempting to control it and force it upon others will not work long time. For in reality, you cannot control things you do not create, and you did not create any of the which we speak. As a result of that, attempting to control it is an illusion. We have examples of that beyond disease, such as slavery, or the subjugation of the feminine energy by the masculine through the illusion of control. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, thank you. I would ask the channel to speak more directly into the phone. He's getting weak.
Dear ones, can you keep the microphone closer to the channel? And when you speak it in yourself, do the same. Shall we continue, or are there any other questions?
Any other questions? Okay. We're going to continue. Involving the patient in the process of their own healing, often beginning by allowing them to be heard, is vital. Healing begins with nurturing first by allowing the patient to explain in detail exactly what the problem is and why they desire to achieve healing it. This begins the balancing of the energetic spiritual life forces flowing through us and focusing on the desire to harness this force for healing. This also begins the process of allowing the emotional and mental bodies to communicate with the physical body, knowing that all physical imbalances begin with the emotions and their created thoughts.
So not everyone, dear ones, wishes to heal. Not everyone wishes to resume a state of balanced health. And humanity accepts it, and allowing the purpose of the disease that that individual has created to play itself out, if you will, to use your vernacular. Now, for those of you who truly wish a healing, a permanent healing, the initial component of being heard, which is sorely lacking within your culture at this time, and truly expressing why you wish to heal and what healing would mean to you in the continuation of your life, who you are and why you are here, are the energetic motivations of the healing process, the initiate healing process. When the channel that we are coming through at this time learned of his HIV status, he was asked to write a love letter to the virus which he had invited into his body, to ask this particular entity what was the meaning and value of the virus existing, and how would his life be different as a result of creating this virus. Rather than choosing to see the virus as a death knell, even though hundreds around him had died of fear, by accepting their truth that the virus was there to kill them. In the case of this particular channel, it was a vehicle to move on into the divine reasons and purpose for the divine soul being here and continuing the activation of his soul plan. By embracing what others had called a death knell and allowing it to begin a coexistence of also a living aspect of creation itself in combination with himself to coexist, to find a relationship of equality, to find a relationship of balance. You've heard the phrase, dear ones, many times, you're in the process through your ascension journey of creating communities of equality, balance, and harmony. This also applies to disease. Your immune systems are not created to fight something. If it has to fight, it collapses. Your immune system is created to be in a state of balance. A foundation of that would be finding a balanced relationship with whatever disease you have created to learn what it is you need to learn, be it cancer, HIV, diabetes, tuberculosis, or whatever it might be. Does this make sense, dear ones? Are there any questions about this at that time?
Questions? Dahlia has a question.
And what would be the better way at this stage of where we are now to transmit this to the general population or to the patients coming over to as to how to learn from what they need to learn from the disease or the process that's going on at the moment?
By allowing the patient, as we have said, to be heard. By explaining to you what their healing would represent and really mean to them through understanding who they are and why they are here. To see a meaning, value, and purpose in being here and having that beingness develop a doingness within the activation of their soul plans, dear one. Does that help you?
Yes, thank
you. Any other questions? Any questions online? Okay, we're going to move on. The involvement of energy flow, its balance or imbalance within the physical body, and the effect of emotions on this energy flow are the major missing wisdom in medicine today. This discussion is intended to be a template and basic outline for a holistic medical approach. For a complete study of energy and emotions within the human body, please refer to the Angel News Network publications, Activate Your Soul Plan, Angel Actions and Answers by this author. Chapter 48, What is Life and the True Cure for Disease? This is an adapted teaching from Archangel Gabriel, originally published in The Second Coming, Archangel Gabriel Proclaims the New Age by Joel D. Anastasi.
All of the teachings, as we have said early, for you to master the concept of energy, the flow of energy within your physical format, your dense carbon-based format, and what creates those blockages is available to you, dear ones, to study in detail. Are there any questions about this at this time?
Questions? Okay, shall we move on?
The question we would ask you all, dear ones, for you to ask yourselves, are you ready? And having readiness become a preamble to commitment to really learn and apply the wisdom that is available to you in regard to energy and the flow of it within your body to the self-empowered knowledge of healing a process of inside out. Continue, dear one.
As humanity further awakens within its consciousness, it is essential to know that disease is not a punishment or a test to be endured through long suffering, but a learning tool to further awaken our purpose for healing by knowing our purpose for living. These purposes can be revealed by knowing who we are, spiritual beings having a human experience, and why we are here, to learn to love self, thus others and the world. Why we want to get well, to heal, is the spiritual energetic force within the healing process. Activating, evoking purpose in this way places healing in a much larger energetic arena than simply addressing a physical problem symptom. Knowing the who and why of our lives assist in the manifesting the healing through our reason to be here.
And this takes place, as we have begun this message, by allowing yourself and the patient to be heard. By allowing the patient and yourself to really explain who you are and why you are here and what your purpose in being here. There are many tools to assist you in covering this. From the archangelic realms, Gabriel, Michael, Uriel, Raphael, and many other frequencies, inner earth, ascended masterships, that are here to teach you how to activate self-mastery. Since you are an aspect of all that there is, you are in effect creation experiencing itself through the process of being human that you have chosen to create. If you can become conscious of each and everything you co-create as an aspect of that journey of mastership, your life will contain more grace and ease rather than the struggle to survive it or the lack and limitation that many of humanity are involved in. Through this self-empowerment, self-awakening of self, you will no longer allow the few to control the many. You will awaken from your herd mentality and realize the importance of equality, harmony, and balance for all, moving from a me herd consciousness into we. Dear ones, it is a marvelous opportunity, a divine opportunity for you to awaken to this truth. Are there any questions around this at this time?
Dahlia has a question.
Yeah, I understand, like, speaking to an adult and about, of course, listening and asking about the value and purpose of being here and obtaining an analyzing or feeling, but How would you do this to a child who's ill?
Dear one, from 1 to 6 or 7 of your earth years, within the formatting of your baby teeth, you are still divinely conscious and connected to all that there is. Through the growth of your permanent adult teeth, you often lose that consciousness and connection through being taught otherwise. If humanity and adults can begin to realize, because a child may have limited linguistic or motor ability, it does not mean that they are not divinely connected to all that there is, and maintain and sustain a connection to creation that the adult is often lost. Not in all cases, but most often. So speak to the child as one connected to a frequency that you yourself may have lost. Be aware of the expression, from the mouth of babes comes the truth. Does that help you, dear one?
It helps, though. I am not sure I can transmit it to the child like the relationship of, okay, you have a cold, you're feeling this. Think about the purpose of why you're here, or feel, you know, how do I get that across? Or
here one. The child already knows it. It is your adult language and feelings that are standing in the way. Allow the child to access what he or she already knows.
So would you say that doing that, for instance, I mean, all I've done, like with children, would be to just establish some kind of energy healing session or so, where I don't even have to speak. Would that be an option, or if the child already knows and probably cannot express it,
Dear one, the most important relationship with you and the child is you letting the child know that he or she knows. Do you understand, dear one?
Okay. So if the parents bring a child for you to treat him, just do that?
Just be that, dear one, not do it.
Got it. Thank you.
Any other questions? Any questions online? Okay, we're going to continue. As in all matters of life, seeing the positive teaching within an illness situation allows us to take ownership and release victimhood, and find the meaning, value, and purpose that is the pathway to the healing process. We all know stories how people's lives changed and took an unknown positive path as a result of a disease. The forces that created us are not here to punish us, but to love and support us through whatever means are necessary for us to learn what we need to learn the way we need to learn it. This allows us to know we are co-creators with creation as we assume responsibility for being the self-empowered master of our own healing. This does mean we cannot ask the support of others. This does not mean we cannot ask the support of others.
Ownership, dear one. Ownership is a reflection of you being the co-creator of your life. It is the avenue of freeing yourself from yourself and releasing a victimhood, blaming it on a circumstance or someone else. Every situation, every relationship that you're having, to the human contract that you agreed to through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, beginning with the choice of your parents, your familial situation, and whatever experience you have through your maturation process, as dramatic or severe as they may appear, are a result of your ownership. When it comes to matters such as addiction and sexual abuse, the ownership of what is taking place are the ingredients that prevent permanent and lasting healing, dear one. It is very difficult for the mental body to accept or to understand something it does not agree with as right or wrong, or good or bad. Rather than seeing it as a learning tool, perhaps the only way that divine soul could learn. When something appears as an accident or an atrocity, it is very difficult for the mental body to understand it is none of those things. It is simply the way that that particular divine soul has chosen to learn what it needs to learn the way it needs to learn it, dear one. Allow your mantra to be, my ownership of everything within my life will free me. Will free me from the circumstance, will allow me to accept with compassion, thus forgive what I have created to learn what I need to learn, the way I need to learn it, when I need to learn it, how I need to learn it, dear ones. This is how powerful you are. This is one of the most essential aspects of you being human, which is not only missing within your healing and your relationship to the diseases you create, but is missing within many aspects of your life, dear ones. That doesn't mean, through a choice that you have made through your ownership, that you cannot make another choice next time. By experiencing what you have created, you can make another choice. For humanity loves, dear ones, to learn what is through what is not. Does that help you, dear ones? Are there any questions about this?
Jude has a question.
In terms of what you just said about addiction, what can I do, say, or write differently to make this clearer to everyone?
By understanding that an addiction is an etheric being that through the choice of the individual attaches itself to the individual and creates a craving that you call addiction. It is a relationship, a learning tool of that entity connected to the emotional body of the individual to learn what they need to learn through the craving of that specific addiction, be it drug, alcohol, sex, gambling, or whatever, dear one. Does that help you?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Any other questions? Any questions online? Okay.
I have a question.
Oh, go ahead.
That's really an interesting idea, as you say, as you refer to addiction as being an etheric being. I've read that before, but I had forgotten that. I'm not sure I understand how someone is supposed to deal with an etheric being that is attached to them and is causing this craving. Could you speak more to that?
I simply become aware and conscious of the being. It will shift and it will change. What is presently holding addiction in place is the unknowing of what we speak. Many of the addiction therapies are actually creating another attachment, comfort zone, or habit or addiction. They're not really dealing with the core issue of the energetic play out, the relationship between the etheric entity and the individual. The entity is actually an astral or 4D entity. It is usually a disembodied individual that is still in the process of playing out unresolved issues from a past life, who chooses to find a host, if you will, to continue that play out. So it is a contract and a partnership between the etheric disembodied being of 4D with the 3D being. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, it does. May I just make the observation, as you move that phone around for each person to speak to it, that it be placed back directly in front of the individual who's speaking after they're through? Thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, continuing on. The human mind is still asking why there are diseases and a need for healing. Another way to explain is that humanity has not so simply stepped off the path of its true divinity, direct connection to all there is. All we are discussing here is resetting our soul plan compass. Quite simply, we imbalanced our lives and world, and our physical bodies are mirroring, reflecting one another, and are communicating that problem to us. Since the world and we are made of the same cosmic stuff, it is only natural that our talking bodies are trying to wake us up and affect change.
Connection to higher realms. In addition to the Akashic Record, which more and more of you are going to be able to access directly, information that you're ready to receive with no intention of harm. By remembering your connection to higher realms within the creation and maintaining, sustaining of past golden ages, be they Lemurian, Egypt, Greek, Mayan, Aztec, Hopi, and many others. Supporting the relationship with higher realms at this time, for the creation of the final golden age of this particular planet, and understanding that these forces are an aspect, an eternal divine aspect of yourself that are here to assist you on your evolutionary path. But what the human mind, dear ones, has done time and time again is thinking you could do it a better way. As a result of that, you have disconnected yourself from the higher realms, and you have seen the demise of each one of the civilizations of which we speak. The choice is yours, dear one, for to join in partnership of the higher realms, to have access to all there is, to things such as the Akashic Records, and know that it is your divine right to have that by having partnership through an evolutionary path of healing yourself, mastering yourself, to become the divine, higher realm, higher frequency consciousness beings that you truly are, dear one. This is who you are. This is your destiny. We ask you, why would you settle for less? Are there any questions concerning this?
Jude is coming in phone.
How can I more directly access the Akashic Records? What is it that I need to do?
First and foremost, dear one, to connect with your divine soul plan, which is housed within the Akashic Records. To fully embrace the components of it, who you truly are, why you are here, your talents and gifts. To know that you are fully expressing the who and the why through your talents and gifts out into the healing relationship of self fully and allowing that to mirror out into world service and beyond, dear one. Does that help you?
No. How, what can I do now to clearly access the Akashic Records that will show me specifically what my soul plan is?
You will not access the Akashic Records prior to accessing your divine soul plan, dear one. So we ask you, who are you? Why are you here? What are your talents and gifts? what is the purpose in you being here, dear one? That is your ticket to the Akashic Records. How would you answer these questions, dear one?
Okay. Whoa. Who am I? I am a divine being who has chosen to come here at this time to assist in changing consciousness, altering consciousness, especially in the way of addictions, to show and explain to people how they are not powerless as traditional addiction therapy tells them. I don't remember the other questions.
What's your purpose for being here?
My purpose for being here is to demonstrate love, to be the love that I truly am, and to show people how they really are love, as opposed to the belief that in martyrdom and victimization, etc.
What are your talents and gifts, dear one?
I'm an excellent writer. I'm an excellent speaker. I have a quality about me that when I'm working with a client, they pretty much just dump it and let me know what's going on. And I intuitively know where to take them to assist them.
Dear one, what aspect of the Akashic Record would you like to access?
Information that would assist me to be greater and better on my path.
Can you be more specific, dear one?
I wish I could. I don't have anything specific to ask.
Dear one, when you have something specific to ask, go into your heart and know your pathway to the Akashic Records is forthcoming. When you know specifically what it is you have to ask, it isn't in your not knowing that is preventing your access. Does that help you, dear one?
Yeah, thanks a lot, very much.
You're welcome a lot, dear one.
Any other questions? Mary has a question.
Regarding everything that you said tonight, regarding healing yourself, what role does negativity play? Like, how can people, like, conquer that so that it doesn't get in their way? Doubt and the fear and everything else that you mentioned.
Doubt, fear, and ignorance through negativity blocks it all. That humanity is in... that you are. But negativity is an aspect of positiveness, as darkness an aspect of light, as male is an aspect of female, as right is an aspect of wrong, as problem is an aspect of solution. To begin to see the relationship of negativity to the other aspect of negativity, does that help you, dear one?
Can you elaborate a little bit more on the negativity?
You just did, dear one. What else is lacking for you? What is it within the concept of negativity that you're resonating with? If negativity is an aspect of positiveness, for you to learn what is through what is not, what is it within negativity that fascinates you, dear one?
How to, like, clear negativity so it's, like, not a doesn't block you to positive things, positivity.
Why not, rather than trying to eliminate it, see it as an aspect of learning? Negativity is the what is not in learning what is. That makes sense, dear one.
Yes, thank you.
Any other questions? Joel, did you have a question? No? Okay, moving on. Finally, let us review and suggest four other steps to assist in healing. For healing to occur, the first step is to know something is wrong. You don't feel well. What is it? Since healing is a process of inside out, it is essential that we move inward with an attitude of gratitude that begins to reveal the healing. True healing begins with consciousness, awareness.
Allowing the individual to be heard and to express and to know it is their truth, then something is wrong. How often does it happen within your medical situations here, one, that the patient does not believe that they are believed, or that they are heard, or that they are trusted? Are there any questions about this concept here, one?
Questions? No?
Continue, dear one.
A second step would be to accept with compassion, thus forgive what you have created in order to learn what you need to learn the way you need to learn it. True healing, transformation, requires accepting all aspects of ourselves, a deep examination of the self that has been unknown, unconscious, that is moving into your present awarenesses. This is a vital component of healing. There is a self-mastery personal processing program entitled Life Mastery, a guide for creating the life you want and the courage to live it. This is a teaching from Archangel Michael via trans-channel Jeff Fasano workshop created by Joel D. Anastasi that we may suggest if you so choose.
Read the first sentence again, dear one.
A second step would be to accept with compassion, thus forgive what you have created in order to learn what you need to learn the way you need to learn it.
There is your stumbling block, dear one, within the component of ownership. Can you, will you, accept with compassion, which are the components of forgiveness, no matter how horrible it may seem, as a learning tool of your choosing. That may be a process or a past into a present life, or may not. And in reality, sometimes that doesn't matter. But for some of you, it helps you to understand the process. You're all on an evolutionary path of a multiple lifetimes on this planet to heal what you need to free yourself from yourself, and since self is creation itself. Ownership frees you from victimhood. Are there any questions about this, dear one?
Any questions?
It's hard to hear the channel sometimes. Is that phone being put back in front of him after you speak?
Actually, Joe, the phone has been in front of him the entire time, yes.
Well, there's something wrong. It's not my phone. It's something about the placement of the phone.
Okay, moving on. As we accept with compassion and forgive the experience we create, we can personally process more of the previously unfelt, unaccepted feelings, allowing the energetic spiritual access for healing. Then we become more emotionally and physically balanced, allowing true healing.
Again, back to the beginning of our time together, dear ones, of the emotions and thoughts that affect the energetic flow and master the configuration of that flow within the body when it creates a blockage, creates a specific disease. as a result or where the blockage may occur. Joint, in a throat, in a lung, in a heart, in a liver, wherever that might be. Are there any questions about this component?
Dahlia has a question.
Yes. I'm having a little bit of difficulty trying to speak to somebody who, for instance, in the case of abuse, some kind of abuse going on, that somebody who, like, is young or so, they don't believe in reincarnation, and they don't believe that they might have created this before, and they just don't know how. It's not in their mental body anyway, but the possibility to accept responsibility that they created the situation. How do we get to the heart of the person? How do we help them to start with the first step?
By allowing the child to be heard, by nurturing the child through the hearing. And don't underestimate, dear one, what the child may or may not be aware of through your lack of consciousness.
Yes,
give the child the benefit of the doubt, but to answer your question specifically, allow the child to be heard and nurture the child. Allow the child to know that he or she are within a safe environment and you're here for the child to be heard and nurtured.
Okay, will that apply also, of course, to adults that had the issue when they were children and they just tell you, what you are trying to make me responsible for, I'm not, because I didn't create that, and they just don't come out of that.
The lack of acceptance of what is created within the individual's life creates a resistance that maintains and sustains the disease, dear one.
I agree.
Do you understand that?
Well, I totally do. I was just trying to see if there was a way that I could help.
How would you understand what was saying?
Would I understand it? If I was in the place of the person, I would take ownership of that. I mean, I'm aware that whatever appears in my life is a mirror of something that I created or is something that I created. I mean, I would at least get past that point. I'm just trying to be of help for somebody that creates their resistance.
So while we are speaking of another, not yourself, well, how would you begin assisting the other within their healing, within the circumstances you are describing?
Well, of course, by listening, but sometimes that's even... I mean, I have a couple of particular situations, and they sometimes it's even hard for them to express themselves.
Dear one, are you capable of really allowing the patient to be heard? Are you capable of creating a silent situation within yourself that allows the other to be truly heard?
Hmm. Yeah, that may be the problem.
Perhaps so, dear one, if it resonates. Create an environment of allowing the patient to be heard. Fear not being in silence yourself. Nurture the child. Feed the child. Comfort the child. When the child is ready, perhaps not through your chatter, child to speak. Once the child feels safe, comforted, he or she will speak. He maintains a level of silence through the abuse or the fear of abuse that they have expressed in the past. Once the comfort of security is placed, the child will speak when it is ready to speak. Allow that process to take place, dear one. Does that help you?
Yeah, thank you.
Any other questions? Okay, moving on to the third step. The third step is to know you are the major player in the inside-out healing process. Once we release any judgment or shaming of what we have created, we can better allow an assessment of what the next best steps are through your resonance, how you feel about it, and your discernment, how you think about it. Each of us is responsible for the common sense matters of health, such as diet and exercise, honoring the body temple that houses your emotions and thoughts. Then the unseen aspects of self come into play, such as the discussed emotions, attitudes, spiritual beliefs, and any confirmed therapies you have decided upon. Previously, we discussed the importance of being heard that can be very healing, therapeutic. This can be done with your own diary and certainly speaking and being heard with your health care people. Since we are composed of energy, raising the vibration within the body is vital. There is no better way to do this than through joy. Find people and activities that allow you to laugh at your condition, knowing you are not your disease. Play in nature and look in the mirror every day, knowing you came from love, you are love, and you are lovable and loved.
The most important aspect within that particular fragment of our teaching, dear ones, is to know that you are not the disease that you have created to learn from. You are not the emotions and the thoughts that created the disease. For many, these will just be words that sound and bounce around your mental body, dear one, and allow that to be so until they ratchet down into your heart and you know that you are something mightier and more marvelous and magnificent for what you are creating. Through that consciousness and raising of your vibration, through that awareness that you're not that, you will discover who you are. Are there any questions around this component, dear one?
Maria has a question.
Go ahead. How important are our feelings and expressing our feelings in our spiritual growth?
Dear ones, the whole theme of tonight has been the emotions create thoughts that create the energetic imbalances. So wouldn't you say they are vital?
Definitely, yes. So expressing them is the beginning of the healing as well, as you said.
What happens through expressing them, you release them from being stored with the DNA and the RNA of the cell, your memory of the cell of the individual, dear one. They can actually be stored from lifetime to lifetime when they're not fully expressed. That is by the expression of them, which you're being taught through many of the archangelic forces, Gabriel and Michael, are vital to the healing process, dear one. Your emotions are your pathway to your divinity. That help you, dear one?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? Jude has a question.
I would like your suggestion on how to deal with the traditional belief that addiction is caused through hereditary components. What might I say to somebody who really believes that and would deny the fact that there is an attached entity?
By accepting with compassion that is their belief system, allowing them to be within that belief system until they are ready to shift on their own without being coerced or told that they are wrong. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, very simply put. Thank you.
Anyone else have a question?
Dear ones, it is often simple, and the human mind loves to make it complex. Humanity has mastered the ability to make the simple complex.
If there are no more questions, we're going to continue. The final fourth step is to remember our emotions and thoughts create our reality every day. Also check in with your belief systems. If some erroneous beliefs become your knowing, that is what you will experience. This is how powerful we are. You are teaching your body to entrain to the highest vibration, thus balance its energy flow and heal. You are learning to employ energy medicine and the vital role of the unseen forces in bringing about the healing of the physical. There are breathing techniques, meditations, and energy exercises that abound in our world to assist us.
Through your resonance, how you feel about it, through your heart, dear ones. You have heard this many times. Through your discernment housed in your mental body, you will decide what your belief is. Remember, dear ones, your beliefs are housed in your mental body. Beliefs shift and change. They become non-beliefs. That is the reason your mind is living back into your knowing heart, which houses truth. Truth does not contain erroneous belief systems. But can you accept those who have an erroneous belief system? And you, through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, make another choice. By accepting where someone is at within an erroneous belief system, rather than resisting it, you eliminate confrontation. Can you see within your world, dear one, where that is creating disease within your world? Can you see where that is creating conflict and confrontation in your world by someone being right and someone being wrong? When, dear ones, they are all aspects of the same thing. Right or wrong, dark and light, problem solving, male and female. They're all aspects of the same thing that humanity uses tools to learn what you need to learn the way you need to learn it. You're all in the process of freeing yourselves from yourself. Know this truth. Accept with compassion and forgive how you and others are choosing to learn. That does not mean you cannot make another choice through your freedom of choice and freedom of will, through your resonance and discernment, by not shaming and blaming and judging the other, which, dear ones, is a reflection of how you feel about yourself. You can't shame, blame, or judge another without first shaming and blaming you. So why not accept with compassion yourself and allow that of others? Again, that does not prevent you from making another choice and others through your freedom of choice and freedom of will. Since each one of you are on a unique path of ascension and activation of your individual and divine soul plan, you cannot control what you have not created here in humanity. Your world is filled with those attempting to control and coerce and enslave others. It will not work long term. Are there any final questions of the truth and the wisdom that are brought to you tonight from we, the keepers of the Akashic Record?
Any questions? Okay, I'm going to read the final paragraph. In conclusion, all of what we create in our life is meant for us to know ourselves and better understand the ways we create. Any health situation is a way to wake up through healing. when we are not just trying to fix or get rid of a health issue, but see it as a learning tool, not a punishment, it can become a transformation of our lives. That is the healing.
That is the healing, dear one. Now you know what permanent, lasting healing is. Now you know what has caused the imbalance. Now you know. Are you ready, dear humanity, to apply your knowing into wisdom? We bid you adieu.
Thank you. I want to remind everyone tonight is on a love offering basis, and you can donate online if you're not in the classroom. Thank you for joining us. And